Well, there are three things that strike me, which I'm not so keen on. The first thing is that I'm not keen on a closer Indo-American strategic understanding, because I do have the suspicion that a lot of this is designed to put more pressure on China. And I think that India has enough problems of its own without being drawn into the situation of a proxy which is there to put pressure on China or to provide access in terms of its armed forces, its ports, its aerodromes, and other facilities for U.S. Strategic pressure on the People's Republic of China. So this is the first concern. The second two concerns, from what little I see in the press when I look at what the newspapers say, are what they're talking about in terms of these nuclear agreements. Now, from what I understand from looking at the New York Times, what they propose to do is to safeguard the facilities and inspect the facilities while permitting the nuclear weapons program to go on, and therefore ensure through by virtue of the program of inspection that the Indian nuclear program will have access to international fuel and will have access to technology. So as far as this goes, I'm not happy because the Indian nuclear program is a complete disaster. It's a very polluting program which has had lots of accidents, which has had a number of instances of severe contamination of workers, people around, A. Secondly, it's been incredibly expensive and completely inefficient. I'd like to see this program put an end to. I don't want it to go on because India arrives at an arrangement with America. In fact, this program in the 80s, they used to have a motto, 10,000 megawatts by the year 2000. And people then used to say that it should really be called 2,000 megawatts by the year 10,000, because that's the only thing that was ever going to happen. The last thing is as far as the nuclear weapons program, because it's very important to India's ego and to India's sense of importance that it be treated as the dominant power in South Asia. And the deal is that in return for being recognized as this, India will go along with America's program perhaps entering into some sort of provocations of China, as India did during the late 50s. Now, this would be very unwise, the Indian nuclear program should, in any case, the weapons program should not be a deal between India and America, but it's something that India should arrive at in terms of an understanding with Pakistan, because India and Pakistan have been in an arms race, started originally by India, and I would like to see the two of them cut back their weapons program and their threats to each other, and to arrive at a civilized subcontinent. So on all three counts, I don't think this is a great thing at all, apart from the fact that I think that the entire program of liberalization and of opening up the Indian economy, which has been done in the last 15 years, has been a complete disaster. I'm sure this will deepen and strengthen that process. So that's a fourth issue, which is not being spoken about now, but I'm sure is an hidden part of the agenda in terms of deregulating the Indian economy, privatizing more and more, and making people's lives, in effect, much worse, because in these last 15 years, poverty and large-scale starvation has increased exponentially.
And what do you think of India's chances of getting into UN Security Council?
Well, again, as far as this Indian Security Council, the India and the UN Security Council thing goes, the whole arrangement is fundamentally inegalitarian. So I would like to see various countries say, This is not a terrific idea in the first place to have a Security Council dominated by a few powerful nations. And that would be an attractive stand for India to take, rather than for India to say, oh, we think this is a terrible system because it leaves us out. And we want to join the club and keep other people out.
If you had a chance to glance over this TELUS report, which is what a lot of this policy is based on, what is your impression of the report?
What I've looked at tends to reinforce my sense that these are the issues. America's choosing India as its partner in the region to put pressure on China. It's reversing its original position, which it took in the 40s under the Truman administration, that Pakistan would be a more appropriate ally for the region than India. So America's really throwing its weight fully behind India in that respect. So this is very good for the sense of self-worth of the Indian elite, which is so strongly identified with America today, just as it identified with Britain earlier. But in terms of the people at large, it is going to be of no real benefit to them. And even the growth that you're talking about is really a top-end growth that we have been seeing. And actually, in terms of the lives of people at large, things have really got substantially worse.